弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好快有好几个月了。
Time passed fast.
今天又到大家面前来分享主的话。
Once again, I have the chance to share God's word with you.
我们来先做一个祷告。
Let's pray first.
愿我口中的言语，心中的意念。
May the words of my lips and the things in my heart.
能够蒙主，蒙主悦纳。
Be accepted by the Lord.
有求主今天把你的灵粮赐给我们。
May the Lord give your food to us.
让我们明白主的旨意。
So that we understand your will.
愿圣灵感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit touches us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我想问一下，这里有多少人是从香港来的？举举手。
If you're from Hong Kong, please raise your hand.
哦，那个是很少哦，
多哈、哦、，minority。
对，今天我要感谢刚才领唱歌的姐妹为我祷告，有为香港的弟兄姐妹们香港这个情况祷告，这是实在我们很需要的。
Very grateful for the sister who lends inspiration. She prayed for me as well as for the situation in Hong Kong.
在两三天之前。我给卢弟兄，这是你们教会的一位很热心的弟兄安排讲道的事情。
Two days ago, I was in touch with Brother TC from this church.
我感谢他代表你们教会就已经邀请我2020年有三次要来讲道。
He already gave me the invitation for 2020 to come preach in the church for three times.
我真的很需要你们为我祷告。
I really needed your prayers.
因为我们这样的老人家的这个健康也是很难说的。
Because elderly like me, health-wise, it's questionable.
Yeah, 所以真的需要主给我力量。
So therefore, I really need strength from God.
好好的过每天的日子。
That I can live every day.
香港以前有一个很出名的一个粤剧的一个表演者。
There was a famous opera singer in Hong Kong.
Yeah. 他的名字叫辛马思珍。
And his name is Song Ma Tse Tsang.
没有关系。
Google, it was from Google.
对对对。他在1997年呢，他就已经过世了。
He actually passed away back in 1997.
但是他的财产有4亿哦。
But he had $400 million or so. A lot
结果怎么样呢？他有好几个孩子儿女给他的妈妈争财产。
But the sad thing is, his children was fighting over the inheritance with the mother.
这个妈妈也是很厉害的一个女士。
The mom was a very strong character.
所以呢，虽然呢一个人斗几个孩子都能够可以斗在一起，
Even though she was by herself, she was able to go against the children who was trying to fight for the inheritance.
所以有真的在香港有差不多一年多两年的时间，每天都有他们的故事。
For one or two years in Hong Kong, there were news about them fighting the inheritance.
就是去争产、争财产的这个事情。
And it was the news regarding the family.
那最近这个妈妈有过世了。
So a couple of years ago, the mom actually passed away.
这个妈妈的财产更多，14亿。
The mom has even more money.
那暂时没有那个新闻说他们几兄弟姐妹怎么样去斗争财产。
There's currently no news about the brothers and sisters fighting over that inheritance.
这就是一个争家产的一个比喻。
So this is a parable about fighting over inheritance.
这边有台湾来的人多不多？
How many of you from Taiwan?
还有一些哦，好。
Okay, decent amount.
在很多年前，台湾有一个家庭了，他有七个女儿，一个儿子。
So back many years ago in Taiwan, there's a family with seven daughters and one son.
他的先生已经过世了。
And the husband passed away.
那个老妈妈年纪真的年纪老了就会生病。
So the mom, she's older and she has health issues.
但是她生病这个段时间里面，她几个女儿都没有来看她妈妈。
The whole entire time she was sick, none of the daughters came to visit her.
不晓得是什么原因，没有来看她的妈妈。
Don't know the reason, they just didn't come to watch over her.
只有他的小小的儿子，他的儿子来看他妈妈。
Only the youngest son came to visit the mom.
结果他妈妈就把那个遗产改了。
So she changed her will.
就把所有财产呢都给那个儿子。
So that all the inheritance goes towards the son.
七个女儿都没有这个财产。
The seven daughters get none of the inheritance.
妈妈过世之后。
So after the mom passes away.
以后这个他们又开始增加产了。
So the family.
七个姐妹给那个弟弟来增加产。
So when the mom passed away, the siblings start have rivalry and fight over the inheritance. The seven sisters fighting over the one brother.
所以这个妈妈就是因为这个女儿为什么我生病的时候。不来看我了，不来照顾我了，所以他就不把财产给他们。
The mom was very disappointed because none of the daughter came to take care of her when she was sick. So she changed her will and gave all the inheritance to the son.
所有争产的事情都很复杂的。
When it's about fighting over inheritance, it's very tricky.
我们外面的人只能知一半，不知道一半。
As an outsider, we only know half the story.
我们很难做一个来公平的公正的裁判。
We can't be a judge, a fair judge, with which one is correct.
因为人是在有时候很多复杂的事情。
Because there's a lot of difficult situations that has.
人说的话，说的事，有时候也不晓得是真还是假的。
The things that we say, the things that we do, we don't know if it's true or not.
所以一定要在打官司。来用法官来判断律师等等来判断才是真还是假。
So therefore you have to go through lawyers, going through law in order to know whether it's true or false by the judge.
但是这个争产的事情呢，有一点呢是必定是的。
When you're fighting over inheritance, there's one thing that's definitely true.
就是贪财。
That's greed.
就是要多一点财产。
It's because
要拿多一点的财产，就是叫争贪财。
It's because of greed, you want to have more for yourself.
那今天的福音书里面要讲到类似的这样的一件事情。
So in the gospel that we read today, shares about similar situation.
那讲到有一个人要请耶稣帮他和他的兄弟来分家产，主持公道。
Which is a man asking Jesus to tell his brother to divide the inheritance with him.
但耶稣怎么样回应这个人呢
？But how did Jesus respond to him?
耶稣好像不客气的对他说：“你这个人，谁立我做你的断事官，给你们分家业呢
？”Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?"
那在这里我们谈到有三方面的事情。
So we can look at three different points from the passage.
耶稣是教导我们的。
What Jesus is trying to teach us.
他说你们要谨慎自守。
He says you have to watch out.
那为什么耶稣要他们谨慎自守呢
？Why did Jesus ask them to watch out and be on your guard?
谨慎什么，自守什么呢
？What to watch out for and what to be on guard for?
耶稣就是说他要他们谨慎，就是要防避法利赛人的嚣。
What he's saying is to be careful and be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees.
不要做一个假冒为善的人。
Don't be a hypocrite.
说这个就是耶稣劝勉，听到这个事情的时候，他就教训众人。
That is what Jesus is trying to teach those who are listening to him.
因为当在有耶稣的地方，这法利赛人、文士都跟着耶稣。
Because wherever Jesus is, there are Pharisees and Sadducees following around.
他们都是反对耶稣的。
They actually are against Jesus.
跟耶稣所做的不一样。
They do things the opposite of Jesus.
所以耶稣就提醒会众说：“你们要防备法利赛人的教。”
So therefore, Jesus is warning the congregation to be on the guard against the yeast of Pharisees.
还要反省自己，不要做个假冒伪善的人。
And also remind others to watch yourself to not be a hypocrite.
就是不要效法这些法利赛人。
It's essentially saying, do not be like the Pharisees.
那另外一点呢，就是要守住自己的心，不要被诱惑。
And the other one is to guard your own heart and not to be tempted.
那人有贪心，就是心里面守不到了，这有贪心。
People are greedy is because we're not watching our hearts.
在箴言书四章二十三节说得很好，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出来。
Proverbs 4:23 says it very well. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
所以我们要保守我们的心怀意念。
So therefore, we have to guard our own heart.
要守住我们的心。
You have to guard your heart.
不要被诱惑去。
To prevent it from being tempted.
这是很重要。
It is very important.
那第二点呢，就是要免去一切的贪心。
And the second point that I want to share is be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
就是耶稣要点出来的，要免去一切的贪心。
And that is what Jesus says, to be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
那按照律法来说，在生命记二十一章十七节。
According to the law from Deuteronomy chapter 21 verse 17.
他说分家业的时候。
When you're dividing the inheritance.
那圣经已经教导我们了。他说兄长多得一份。
The first son should get double the portion.
他说像兄长两兄弟的话，兄长可以拿三分之二是归兄长，三分之一是归小弟。
If there's two sons, the first son should get two-thirds of the inheritance, and the younger son should get a third.
所以你们分家产的时候，看看圣经怎么样说了哈，你们晓得怎么样分了，对不对？不要争了嘛，这个很简单嘛，圣经你说得很清楚了哈。
So if you want to fight over inheritance, you know what to do because the Bible clearly says it.
但是按当时的习俗来说呢？
But according to the practice of those days,
夫子这是老师，夫子呢是有权根据摩西的律法去替人分家产的。
Teachers have the right to divide the family inheritance according to the Mosaic law.
所以在他们的犹太人的他们的生活圈子里面，他们知道可以找夫子，也是找那个也是拉比家哈，这是老师呢可以替他们去分家业。
So in the Jewish culture, they know that they can go towards the teacher or the rabbi to help them split the inheritance.
所以这边转个有一个人找耶稣帮他去分家产，就是这个原因。
So the man who came to ask Jesus to help split the inheritance is due to that reason.
那但是耶稣说，你这个人，谁立我做你的断事官呢？
But Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?"
为什么耶稣这么对这个人说呢？
Why did Jesus say those words to this man?
那有三个解释。
There's three explanations.
那第一个就是按照律法的规定，分家业就不需要找人处理了。
The first one is according to the law, if you're dividing the inheritance, you don't need others to help you handle.
如果你不贪心，你按照律法来做，你就按照律法去做处理就好了。
If you are not greedy, you go according to the law that we mentioned earlier, then you don't need another person to help you.
Yeah, 这个第一点就没有问题了。那第二点呢？但这个人找人处理啊，就是要争家产这个事情。那争家产就是贪心的行为了。
And the second point is when you need others to help you handle the inheritance, it means you're fighting for it, and that means you're greedy.
那如果你不找人的话就处理好了，当你找人的话可能说，哎呀，我分的这么少啊，我要多一点啊，要为什么原因把它说出来，希望能够要多一点，这就是有贪心的行为的存在。
When you are asking someone else to help you fight the inheritance because you think you're not getting enough, it's because you're greedy because of this and that reason.
所以耶稣不愿意做这件事情的断事官。
So therefore, Jesus does not want to be the judge or the arbiter for this matter.
那第三点呢，是非常重要。
The third point is the most important one, which is
我们要知道啊，另外以耶稣的身份，他要做的事情不是由你来决定，不是说你请我做，耶稣一定会帮你做。
And the reason is due to Jesus' identity. What he has to do is not determined by you or I.
所以我们信耶稣，我们 要明白这一点哦。你不能吩咐耶稣做你想要做的一切事情。
We have to remember, you do not go to Jesus and tell him to do what you want him to do for you.
你能求耶稣怜悯你，能够帮忙你处理事情，这是另外一个意思。
You can ask Jesus and pray to him to have mercy on you and help you do certain things.
我们信耶稣不给那个拜黄大仙是完全不一样。
Christianity is different from other religions.
拜黄大仙的就是要求黄大仙给他、啊、今天能够这个关要过。
Certain religions, you just tell them to give you this or that.
那然后呢，我就买一条烧猪还成。
And I pay respect to you by burning incense or burning whatever.
所有香港人拜黄大仙就90%都是这样的态度。
And a lot of people have this similar attitude.
但是我们信耶稣不行。
But Christianity, you do not do that.
你不能规定要求耶稣为你做这样的事情。
You don't ask Jesus to do one thing or another for you.
我们到耶稣面前要祈求耶稣的怜悯，祈求耶稣的帮助。
When we go to Jesus, we ask for his mercy and ask for his help.
因为我们没有信心，我们所以求主来怜悯，来帮我们解决这些困难的问题。
We don't have enough faith, so therefore we ask Jesus to have mercy on us to give us faith to ask him for help.
所以耶稣的身份很重要，因为耶稣所做的一切都是要听从上帝的旨意。
So Jesus' identity is special because everything that he does has to come from God.
那约翰福音第四章三十四节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，成就他的功。”
In John chapter 4, verse 34, it says, My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
看耶稣就是要遵行上帝的旨意来做每一天的 他的生活要做的事情，好像他要、他的食物一样。
So Jesus has to do all the will of God. It's just like his daily food.
约翰福音十四章三十一节，但要叫人世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。起来，我们走吧。
In John chapter 14, verse 31, it says, But he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave.
你看，圣经很清楚讲到，耶稣在世上，他所做每一件事情，都是听从父上帝的话而做。
So in the Bible, it clearly states that when Jesus is on the earth, he's doing exactly what the Father says to him.
不是你吩咐耶稣要做什么，耶稣就能做什么。
Not when you tell him to do certain things, Jesus does it. No.
我们一定要祈求主的怜悯。
We need to ask God for his mercy.
所以争家产源于人的贪心。
Fighting for inheritance actually starts with greed.
这个贪念会使人失去了人格。
And greed causes a person to lose their character.
也会影响到社会。
And it ruins society.
也会破坏了法治。
And it breaks laws.
所以我们要免去一切的贪心。
So therefore, we have to be on our guard against all kinds of greed.
免去一切的贪心，如果直接的翻译就是要离开贪求更多的欲望。
Direct translation is meaning stay away from greed and staying away from lust.
我们人性都是很多很多的欲望。
We all have different desires and different type of lusts within us.
我们要离开这些贪求的欲望。
We have to shy away from those.
箴言28章25节说，心中贪婪挑起争端，倚靠耶和华的必得到丰盛。
From Proverbs 28 verse 25 it says, The greedy stirs up conflict, but those who trust in the Lord will prosper.
第三方面，人，耶稣说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
So the third point that I want to share is life does not consist in an abundance of possessions.
因为生命跟家道丰富是无关的。
Because life and abundance of possession, they do not correlate. They do not relate.
你的生命是怎么样？不是因为你有很多钱。
What your life is like is not based on how much money you have.
我的生命就是这样，但我不是因为我开一个 Benz 的车，我的生命有改变。
My life is such, it's not due, my life doesn't increase when I have a Mercedes.
Yeah. 我的生命是这样，但是我开一个十几年的 Toyota 也是没有影响。
My life is such, but it doesn't get any less if I drive a 14-year-old Toyota.
所以人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
So a person's life, it does not correlate with abundance of possessions.
我有一个非常好的朋友。他是一个天主教徒。
I have a really good friend of mine, who is a Catholic.
他是一个也是算是一个有钱人。
He is considered rich, a rich man.
Yeah. 他住在一个湖边，自己的湖的湖边建了一个房子。
He built a house around a lake that belongs to him.
在湖的另外一边又买了一个房子。
And on the other side of the lake, he purchased another house.
我在西雅图的时候常常到他家里面吃饭。
I went to his house often when we went to Seattle.
啊，我们有很好的交通。
We have really good relationship and communication.
这个弟兄呢，他常常给我说一句话。
This brother often says this to me.
他说我每天就是吃三餐。
He says I eat three meals a day.
我睡的地方都是四尺的床。四尺的床。
I sleep on a four feet bed.
每天都是这样过。
I live every day like that.
我的生命就是这样。
That's how my life is.
吃三餐，睡这个床，四次的床。
Three meals a day, four feet bed.
你给我都是差不多一样嘛。
We're really similar, right?
所以他说我们的生命要求的这是最基本的需要。
He says this is the most foundational need that we have.
不是因为你睡那个床是非常好的床，你的人都改变了，不一样。
Not because you sleep on a much more expensive bed, your life changes. No.
你吃的可能是山珍海味口味，但是我吃的青菜豆腐其实也差不多。
You can eat all these expensive seafoods, and I eat veggies. It's still the same.
有时候你吃的太好会生病哦。
When you eat, sometimes actually, if you eat such seafood, you might get sick.
所以不是因为物质的不一样而影响你的生命。
So possession doesn't change the way of life.
所以耶稣讲这句话是很有道理的。
So Jesus saying those words has his point.
生命不在乎家道丰富。
Our life does not based on possessions.
圣经的话很重要，希望我们留心听下面的几句圣经话。马太福音十六章二十六节说：“人若赚了全世界，赔上了生命，有什么益处呢？人。”还能拿什么换生命呢？
Pay attention to the following verses. First, from Matthew chapter 16:26. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
就算全世界给你了，你没有生命，全世界都没有用，对不对？
Even if you gain the whole world, everything in the world, but you forfeit your soul, then it's meaningless.
我去欧洲旅行的时候，我最怕其实最现在有经验了，我最怕去一个地方。
When I went to Europe, there's one thing that the one place I really fear to go.
这个地方令我很累。
It makes me very tired.
这个地方令我很大的压力。
And it gives me a lot of stress.
就是皇宫。
It's palace.
皇宫真大。
Palace is huge.
对不对？真漂亮啊。
Very beautiful.
但是里面人都死的了。
But everyone in there has passed away.
这是以前了，以前住在皇宫里面的皇帝啊。什么人都死掉了，对不对？
Those who used to live in this palace already passed away.
他没有生命，这是对他们有什么用处？
They don't have life anymore. So what good does it for the palace to be there?
但是我常常回想另外一件事情。
But then I often reflect on something else.
耶稣降生在这个地上没有皇宫哎。
Jesus, when he was born in this world, he did not have a palace.
你有没有看过耶稣的王宫啊？
Have you seen a palace of Jesus?
没有是吧？
No.
有一个马棚马槽，对不对？只有马槽。
There's only the manger where Jesus was born.
但是耶稣一生所做的，都是每一个人都感觉到是奇妙的、伟大的，是永远的。
But what Jesus has done on this earth, everyone agrees that it was marvelous and it's eternal.
所以人的生命不是因为皇宫影响的，这。影响到人。
So a person's life does not affect others because they have a palace.
一个最重要的生命耶稣有了，他影响到整个全世界。
The most important life that Jesus had, he affected the whole world.
所以我们真的很值得去思考。
So therefore we really have to
另外一节圣经在约翰一书五章十二节，有人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
The next verse I want to share is 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
那你明白这句话吗？
Do you understand?
也许你问牧师啊，你说如果我没有神的儿子耶稣基督， 我就没有生命，但我今天都很健康的坐在这里啊，那我是不是没有生命呢？
So you might ask Pastor, when you say you don't have the life of Son of God, then you don't have life. But I'm sitting here pretty healthy. Does that mean I don't have life?
没有错，这个是我们人的肉身的生命。
The life that we have is the one that we were born with.
但是如果我们能够有神儿子的生命，就不一样，因为神儿子的生命就是上帝赐给我们的生命。
When we have the life of the Son of God, Jesus, our life is changed. It's a different life.
这个生命就是永恒的生命。
And that life is eternal life.
因为我们接受了耶稣基督，能够得到上帝给我们的新生命，这就是永恒的生命在我们这个肉体的生命里面。
Because when we have the life of, when we have the life of Jesus, we will have eternal life on top.Of our flesh.
因为上帝希望世界上每一个他被造的人都能够重新的得到他永恒的生命。
Because God wants every creature that He created to have the life of His, which is eternal life.
很多人还没有信耶稣之前，他不知道他信了耶稣之后，他的生命给永恒的上帝的生命能够连接在一起。
A lot of people, before they believe, they don't understand that when they believe in God, their life will be connected with God's life, Jesus' life, which is eternity.
很多中国人是有一种这样的思想。
A lot of Chinese people have this kind of mindset.
他还没有死之前告诉他的家人。
Before they pass away, they tell their family members.
我要做我的就是双十的礼拜的时候。
So during my memorial service,
你要去这个永生殿哦。
You have to go to a palace called Eternal Palace.
因为有一些殡仪馆的名字叫永生殿。
Oh, the funeral home named Eternal Palace.
你要帮我去在那里来举行我这个葬礼。
Essentially telling the family member to have
more service there. 那我就去到永生殿里，永生里面去了。
That way so essentially have the family members send them and have the memorial service in a funeral home called Eternal Palace so that they can go to eternity.
这都是迷信。
It's all
他们不明白怎么样才可以能够连接到这个永生的生命。
Because they don't understand truly how to be connected with eternal life.
我们要认识耶稣基督，上帝的救主。上帝给我们的救主耶稣基督，我们才能够给永生的上帝的生命连在一起。
We have to understand that only through Jesus, our Savior, then we can be connected with eternity.
你知道，你信耶稣就能够得到这个永恒的生命，真的非常简单啊。
It's actually very easy to have eternal life when you receive Jesus.
但是上帝把这个救恩安排。是非常非常的困难。
However, to obtain salvation, it's difficult as well.
用非常非常长的时间。
Because it takes a long, long time.
为我们预备这个救恩。
The salvation took a long time to be prepared for us.
如果你读圣经读得很细心的话。
If you pay close attention while you read the Bible.
你读到了创世纪第一到三章的时候。
When you read Genesis from chapter 1 to 3,
里面有一句非常简单的一句话。
There's one verse that's very simple.
他说女人的后裔。
It says the descendant of woman.
这个女人的后裔是谁啊？
Who is the descendant of woman?
这就是耶稣。
That is Jesus.
我们相信耶稣是受童贞女玛利亚所生的。
We believe that Jesus was given birth by Virgin Mary.
这就是女人的后裔。
That which is the descendant of a woman.
哇，你看耶稣在人犯罪的时候就预备好了，这个将来女人的后裔都成为上帝的独生儿子耶稣基督。
So before the when men fell into sin.God has already prepared the descendant of woman, which is Jesus, to be the Savior for the world.
So, in the Jewish community, so in the Jewish community,
so in the Jewish community,
还没有结婚的孝女, 他们都希望成为这个女人的上帝所选的一个女子，有必有童女怀孕生子这个期待。
So the girls in the Jewish community, before they're married, they all want to be the virgin giving birth to the Savior.
在约翰福音第十章第十节，耶稣又说：“耶稣说，盗贼来，无非是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来是叫羊啊得生命，这个羊就是人，并且得的更丰盛。”
In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我们信耶稣的人，他来就是叫人，这个羊字就是人啊，同一个字，要得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
So Jesus come so that the sheep, which is also known as men, us, to have life and have it to the fullest.
所以你的生命要成为一个丰盛的生命，不是因为你有多少的钱。
So in order to have you, the life to the fullest, it does not belong to how much possession you have.
但最重要，你有耶稣给你的生命。
The most important is to have the life that was given by Jesus.
人没有钱，基本上对人的生命没有什么影响。
Whether a person have money or not, it won't affect their life too much.
唯一是物质享受程度比较高一点。
The only thing is the level of enjoyment of materialistic things.
与生命的意义全无关系。
It doesn't have much relations with meaning of life.
不过如果你没有神儿子耶稣基督的生命，
However, if you don't have the life of God's Son Jesus,
那你是不会领会生命的意义。
Then you won't understand the true meaning of life.
信主的人有丰盛的生命。
Those who believe will have abundant life.
那之后呢？耶稣讲了一个比喻。
So afterwards, Jesus shared a parable to the congregation.
这就是一个丰盛田产财主的比喻。
It was a parable of a rich man with abundant harvest.
那之后，耶稣对一般一群人就讲到一个这个财主的一个比喻。这个比喻有下面三个的教训。
So when Jesus shared the parable, he has these three teachings.
这个财主真的很幸运呐，他。他的田产丰收。
This rich man is very lucky to have abundant harvest.
为什么我说他是很幸运呢？
Why do I say he's so lucky?
因为每一个农夫，每一个种田的人，每一个人做耕种的人，他所有工作做好之后，他只能够靠天气啊，好与不好来收成。
Because every farmer, once they plant the seed, they all have to based on the weather, and everything else, not on their own.
So, 这个财主很丰盛的那个丰收，我说说他是一个非常幸运的人。
So therefore, I said this rich man who has abundant harvest is a very lucky man.
这个人也是很聪明，很会规划，很会规划他的生命工作。
This man also is very smart. He knows how to plan.
所以他的自我规划、扩展跟储存都非常好。
He was very well at planning, at storing, and also expanding.
但是他只知道如何去储存他的粮食和财物。
But all he knows is how to store up his crops and his money.
来供应他自己的需求。
To only satisfy his own needs.
他其他什么，其他的人，穷人，并有需要的人，他一概不理。
And he neglected everyone else, the poor ones.
他只担心他的收藏啊，丰富的田产。
He only cared about how much he stored up for his own for himself.
满足他那种超自我的规划。
To satisfy his super ego way of harvesting.
所以第二点就讲到他这个财主对他的生命所需要的有一种超自我的规划。
So the second teaching is the super ego way of planning of this rich man.
当他收藏好一切的粮食跟财物之后
，After he stored up his all his crops，
他就很清楚的对他的灵魂去说话。
He's clearly start to talk to his own soul。
他说：“灵魂呐、啊，你有许多的财物已经储存了，可以用很多年的费用，只管安安乐乐的、安安逸逸的去吃喝快乐吧。”
He said to himself, You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.
人生命就是这么简单吗？是这么简单吗？
Is life so simple, just like that?
这个财主真是很超自我的一种计划，他把他的生命中的灵魂都规划在他一切物质享受的费用里面。
This rich man's super ego plan, placing the spirit of life and all the needs on materialistic things.
他觉得他这种超自我的规划可以将他的人的生命中的灵魂制作的安排。
He thinks that his planning can dictate and place his spirit of life, in his own hands.
他认为他的规划真的可以安排一切。
He thinks that his planning can be preparing for everything.
但是在上帝的眼中看来呢，他是个无知的人。
But unfortunately, in God's eyes, he is a fool, foolish man.
如果圣经说，上帝说，无知的人啊，今天我要了你的灵魂，你所有的归给谁呢？
Because God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?"
这个无知超越自我的规划，这个无知超自我的规划，是他仍然存在一个软弱的地方。
The foolish super ego way of planning, has its weakness.
那这个财主，啊，他说自己心理思想。
Because in the Bible it says the rich man thought to himself.
那这句话的原文的时态是怎么样的呢？
What was the time frame of him saying these words?
那原文那个时态说，表示财主是继续不断是担心他的问题。
The word he thought to himself, it actually means he continuously worry about his problems.
也就是说，他从他丰收开始，他就不断去担心，担心他怎么样去安排，怎么样去做。
So essentially, from the moment of harvest, he starts to worry on how to store these crops.
所以他一定要计划怎么样扩大他的窗户，然后就对他的灵魂怎么样安排来好好的享受。
Because he has to worry about how to tear down the barn to build a bigger one, and also to tell his soul to enjoy and be merry.
所以这个过程里面就证明是不断，他是不断的担心他的问题。
So through the whole entire process, he continuously to worry about the problems.
我相信从天气，从好的天气到收成，他担心这一点，然后从窗户的大小到扩展，然后从他的肉身的享受到灵魂的享乐，从今时到多年。
So he has to worry about the weather of the harvest. He has to worry about the size of the barn and also expanding the place to store the crops, and also from his physical needs to have his soul to be merry from this point until many, many years later.
So he 继续的不断担心他的问题。
So he continuously worry about his problems.
是不是只管安安逸逸的吃个快乐就没有问题了？
So does that mean there's no problems when you take life easy, drink, and be merry?
这是无知的人的想法。
That's a thought of a foolish man.
那么我们要做基督徒，是不是要像他一样？
So therefore, as a Christian, do we be like him?
耶稣说了一句非常重要的话。
Jesus said this one very important phrase.
希望在这当中每一个人都把它记下来，记在思想信息里面。
I hope everyone can actually memorize this verse.
马太福音六章三十四节。
It's from Matthew chapter 6, verse 34.
不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够。
It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以从今天开始，你的生命有两条路。
So therefore, from today onward, your life has two paths.
一条路就是你每天都担心这个事情，担心那个事情，担心那个事情，像刚才我所说的。
Path one is you worry about this, worry about that, worry about everything in life.
就是说，比方你的女儿今年五岁，你要担心她的，哎呀，小幼稚园毕业之后，一年级又怎么样啊？小学毕业之后又到初中又怎么样？然后大学又怎么样？不断的去来要累积，是不是这样？
For example, your child who's 5 years old, going to kindergarten, going to elementary school, and so on and so forth.
另外一条生命。
And the other path that I want to mention,
正如耶稣所说的,
is just like what Jesus said.
不要为明天忧虑,
to not worry about tomorrow.
明天只有明天的忧虑的事情,
because tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的难处一天当就够,
each day has enough of trouble of its own.
所以你不要叫小孩子今天的功课做完, 做完之后要做明天的, 还有做后天的, 都要做完, 真的不对了。
Don't tell your children to do the homework for today and also tomorrow and the day after. That's not right.
一天的难处一天把它做好，耶稣说要做好，这就够了。
Just take care of the worry for today. That is enough.
你的肩膊就能够舒服。
You will let down of the burden.
所以耶稣的话真的提醒了我们。
So Jesus' words really teaches us the life of a Christian.
无知的财主是不他是他不明白下面的三点。
Foolishness of the rich man, is because he doesn't understand the following.
第一点。
The first.
生命不在乎家道丰富。
That is the first thing is life does not consist in an abundance of possession.
所以你要记得，你的生命不是因为你有多少的钱。
So therefore, you have to remember your life does not correlate with how much money you have.
那我不舍得，因为耶稣的时代呢，游牧民族很多人。就是因为很多 有多少羊啊，有多少粮食啊，这样才是他的生命，才是一个丰富的生命。
In Jesus' time, many people have abundant life due to because they have a lot of sheep, goats, crops.
但耶稣说不是这样。
But Jesus says that's not the meaning of life.
生命不在乎家道丰富，这是第一点。
Life does not consist in an abundance of possession.
第二点。物质的享受不能满足我们属灵生命的境界。
And the second point is materialistic enjoyment will not satisfy our soul.
我们的属灵的生命要从上帝来的话语才能够丰富我们的生命。
Our spiritual life will only be fulfilled with the word of God.
我们的生命是从里面新出来的。
Our spiritual life flourishes from within.
我常常有一个问题不大明白哈，就是我常常吃这个苹果啊，那个苹果通常都是心坏了，就坏到外面去的。
So there's a question I always ponder. An apple, when it starts to rot, it starts rot from the inside, from the seed.
常常买到外面的苹果很漂亮，很漂亮，咬下去、切下去，哎呦，里面心坏掉了。
So apple from the outside looks really delicious, but when you cut in the middle, it's actually rotten.
所以我们的生命从里面要生新，要更新出来。
So therefore, our life has to flourish from within.
这是上帝给我们的属灵的生命。
And that life is from God.
他的话语更新了，改变了我们里面属灵的生命。
His words renew our heart so that it can flourish.
那我们外面就会更丰盛。
And because of that, our life will be abundant.
那第三点呢？上帝是生命的主宰，生命在上帝的手中。
And the third thing is, God is the ruler of life. Our life is in His hands.
我有一次坐飞机，啊，大概是三年前嘛。
There was one time I was on the plane about 3 years ago.
我坐了这么多次的飞机，这一次我真的很惧怕。
That time I was actually very, very scared.
那个飞机是这样的。
The plane,
哇，这个飞机飞呀、啊、飞呀、啊，飞了这样飞了差不多45分钟哎。
The plane was in turbulence for 45 minutes or so, rocking like that.、
哎、我这个时候祷告了，我就说主啊，我的生命交给你了，我真的在里面不敢讲说出来，就是真的很惧怕。
I was truly fearful, and I was praying to God. God, my life is in your hand.
是不是年纪老了，那个胆子小了，是不是这个原因？
Is it because you're older, you start to be more fearful?
从来没有这么惧怕过。
I have never experienced such fear in the past.
哎呀，感谢主，这45分钟好像从地狱跑上来这样。
The 45 minutes.
好恐怖啊！哈。
The 45 minutes was super scary. It felt like I went to Hades and came back.
我的胃差不多要吐了。
I was almost vomiting.
好痛苦啊！但是我还是把生命交给主啊。
But I still gave my life to God.
我在想，如果这样爆炸、这样跑掉的话，那就是主的旨意了哈。
If the plane crashes, it's God's will.
所以我到香港的时候找一个朋友，他是一个飞机工程师啊。
So when I went to Hong Kong, I met my friend who is an engineer for airplanes.
我说，哎呀，老朋友，你能不能告诉我，这个飞机这样动会爆炸吗？ 会烂掉吗？会怎么样啊？他说，他微笑的对我说。
So I asked my friend, so when the plane is rocking and going through turbulence for 45 minutes, would it explode? And he smiled at me.
他说，如果是这样震的话，应该没有问题。
He says, if it's rocking like that, it's perfectly fine.
但是如果是这样掉下来的话，就是这样震的，突然间掉下来的话，就有问题了。
Rocking back and forth is okay, but if it suddenly drops, then there's a problem.
就是这样的就会有危险了。
Yeah, if it drops, that means there's a problem.
哎呀，这样多好，我也没有这么怕了。那后来坐飞机回家的时候，哎，这样，哎，我就没有这么惧怕了。感谢主啊，不要震太久就好了啊，震15分钟啊，10分钟这样就好了。
So after talking to my friend, I feel much more at peace. So on the way back, even when the plane was going through turbulence, I was feeling okay.
所以我们每一个基督徒真的要绝对要相信，上帝是生命的主宰。
So as a Christian, we have to understand that God is the ruler of life.
生命是在上帝的手中。
And our life is in His hands.
我们的惧怕都会减了很多了。
And when we understand that, our fear will decrease a lot. Because we give it all to Him.
So, this is
the third point is very important.
那最后耶稣就用这一节圣经来做结论。
So, Jesus concluded with this passage.
He says, 无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己之财的，在上帝面前却不富足，也是这样。
But God said to him, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God."
我们看到这个比喻，这个财主都是为自己去来积蓄他的财产。
We see that this rich man continuously store up things for himself. It was all for his own enjoyment. But Jesus says this is not abundant. We are to share our resources with everyone.
在世上有一个人，我也真的很仰慕他的那个慷慨。
I admire this person.
啊，这个人呢，我在西雅图里面我不认识他，我都是从报章、从杂志、从电视里面认识他。
I don't know them personally, but I read them online.
这边有没有人认识 Bill Gates?
Anyone know Bill Gates?
没有啊。
No.
有啊，
Nobody?
有人点头啊，他认识他，真很好啊。我是他的邻居，不很远的邻居。他住在 Bellevue， 我住在Renton 那边。
We're far, far neighbors, but we are neighbors.
大家在电脑可以找到 ，Bill Gates 把他的多少的财产，多少亿的财产，是捐出来，是帮助有需要的人。
Bill Gates actually gave billions of his dollar out to those who are in need.
他希望非洲人有清洁的水喝。
He hopes the people in Africa have clean water to drink.
所以他捐很多很多钱。
So he gave a lot of his money.
这就是只才一天的人。他两夫妇都把钱捐出来，都是为了人的需要。所以他把钱是不是放在地上，只藏在地上？他把钱只才一天。
So he doesn't store up his wealth in on earth. He stores his wealth in heaven. He gave all his possessions, or not. He gave a good amount of his possession to help others.
如果你把钱单单为你自己呢，就是一个无知的人。
If you are storing your wealth only all for yourself, you are a foolish man.
无论我们捐多少，都是上帝祝福的。
Doesn't matter how much we give to others, it's a blessing from God.
那别人就得到好。
And also others will be blessed by you.
别人就得到帮助。
Others will be helped by you.
这就是我们基督徒的生命。
And that is a life of a Christian.
我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，将你的话藏在我们心中，成为我们生命的粮。
Lord, may you store your words into our lives so that it can be the bread of our life.
让我们有更有丰盛的生命。
So that we can have an abundant life.
在这个世上能够荣耀上帝。
In this world, we can give glory to God.
让我们活得更有意义，更快乐。
So that our life will be more meaningful and we can be more joyful.
愿主，愿你的话教导我们。
May your word teach us.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣的圣名。
Give thanks and pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.